Welcome to the Java.net Community Corner podcast series for Java 1 2007. In this series of podcasts, we bring you the activity of the Community Corner, located at booth 408 on the Java 1 Pavilion floor, including mini talks about projects hosted on Java.net and other community activities.
Good afternoon, folks. It's time for the 1 o'clock mini talk presentation in the Java.net Community Corner. Step up. This will be interesting. We're talking about Enterprise Data Mashup Services, EDMS, with Srinivasan Rengarajan. Srinivasan?
Yep. Good morning, everyone. I'm going to talk about Enterprise Data Mashup Service. So let's go ahead with the presentation. So this is my agenda today. I'll just briefly go through what is Web 2.0 and is it a hype or a reality, and then I'll probably define what we mean by Enterprise 2.0, and then the concept of emergence in the definition of Enterprise 2.0, then the EDMS overview. I'll briefly give you an explanation of what is EDMS, then the architectural overview of EDMS and what its cool features are, and then I'll give you a live demonstration of what I have. Right, so let's get started right away. So basically, I would like to first clarify that whether Web 2.0 is a hype or a reality. So Web 2.0 is more of a reflection of an industry trend than conceptualization of a new phenomena. Hence, it is a reality. That's how I take it. And Tim O'Reilly gave a concrete set of axioms which refers to the Web 2.0 paradigm. So I just referred his blog. And he gave a nice diagram of where the Web 2.0 principles are gravitating towards, and some of the core things of what he talked about was the strategic positioning, where the web itself is a platform, and the user positioning is you control your own data. Basically, it's about inviting the users to participate in the development and the growth and emergence of the applications, and some of the core competencies are the services. Not we are moving away from the package software to services paradigm, and then the nice thing about it is the architecture of participation. Basically, what it means is you provide a platform for people to collaborate and then participate in the software development process and its evolution, and then the cost-effective scalability and so on. So these are some of the principles. And then if you look at the slide, he gives concrete examples of the existing business models and not some theoretical principles, right? So basically what it means is the Web 2.0 has already happened and we are just trying to reflect on it. And then if you go further, right now the discussion is going on is about how do you apply the Web 2.0 principles to the enterprise, right? So similar to how the B2C, the business to consumer commerce happened, and then it came to the business. Once it evolved to the business side, once it matured, similarly, we are trying to now apply the Web 2.0 principles to the enterprise. And Andrew McAfee, he gave a nice definition for Enterprise 2.0 as the Enterprise 2.0 is the use of emergent social software platforms within companies or between companies and their partners or customers. So basically, Andrew McAfee comes from a paradigm called social software platform paradigm, where the platforms are used to build the collaboration, basically allow people to blog and then have infrastructure for wikis and then their next generation evolution and so on. So basically, it's all about transforming the enterprise from a hierarchical way to a way where there is a bottom-up participation, and the whole concept of the employee participation changes. It's not top-down, but it's more about the breakdown of the hierarchy. So that basically talks about the transformation of the culture of the organization more than the software paradigm. So there are so he also introduced a term called emergence, right? So what he means by emergence is that the whole is more than the sum of the parts. So if you look at that, he gives an example of an anthill where several ant families come together to create some very complex systems from little interactions. So when applied to software systems, what it means is that when you actually open source your software, you are basically creating an ecosystem, and then you are inviting more participation to the evolution of the software platform. And so with all the little contributions from different families, you create a complex system. So, and then basically you accelerate the emergence of the software, the evolution of the software process itself is accelerated by basically letting more people to participate, right? So this is one nice diagram which Dion Hinchcliffe posted in his blog, which talks about how the Web 2.0 will play out in the enterprise. And there are two paradigms reflected here. One is where you use the software as a service, the SOA infrastructure in the server side, and then the Ajax frameworks in the client side to build very rich interactive applications. And the other paradigm, this is where you're talking about a business analyst going and quickly mashing up and creating unintended software applications, which will be more or like disposable, and which will be relevant just in the context of the user, and where the user himself will assemble and build those mashups just for the purpose to be served in that context. And the other one is where the SOA infrastructure again is used to create a social information integration paradigm. So basically in both the cases, if you see that the SOA is the infrastructure. So either way, basically the SOA paradigm doesn't change, but it basically serves as an infrastructure to achieve the enterprise 2.0 platforms. So what we have done here is to cater to both the paradigms and to achieve both, what we are trying to build here is an enterprise data mashup service. Actually, Hinchcliffe blogged about several different styles of mashup, but what we took to heart is the bottommost layer, which is a server-side data mashup. And typically, mashups are defined as basically using the data and services within the enterprise and then combining them with some of the services available in the internet and then producing some meaningful and useful applications which will be useful for the business users, right? So here what we are talking about when we say enterprise data mashup is that we are mashing the data, the relational data within the enterprise with some of the data available in the web. And so basically what it means is that we are allowing you to map some of the HTML content available in the websites and then map them as a relational table and then put them in the database. And you can also map the RSS feeds and then push them into the database. And once they are available in the database engine, then you have the entire power of the SQL interface we give it, and then the entire power of JDBC we give it. And then we also make it as a standards compliant service engine available in the enterprise service bus so that all the web services clients can access it. And we also basically give the response as a web rosette in the web rosette schema, which is from the JDBC specification and which directly plugs into the Java IC clients. So it has multiple phases to it. And basically, we give you the design time tools to suck in some of the HTML content available and then put it into our Federation server. So this is basically the brief overview of the enterprise data mashup. And so these are some of the things which it does. Basically, and it also has a federated query capability supporting integrating information from heterogeneous databases, relational databases, flat files, spreadsheets, XML and web rosette schema, as well as some structured XML which is spit out from the tables. Then we support web tables, basically the HTML table, we can map it to our database table, then RSS feeds, etc. And then we also allow you to basically join them and then expose them as a service. So these are some of the features available, creating a data mashup capability in a JBA-based open ESB environment. And then we also, basically the entire service engine is part of the open ESB ecosystem, and the design time lives in the NetBeans 6. So you get the entire power of the NetBeans functionality as well as the OpenESB runtime, and I'll show you some examples of how it can be leveraged in a composite application framework. And basically then exposing the aggregation of the sources to mashup client frameworks. So basically what we can do is you can take the visual JS of frameworks and then create a data binding out of it. Basically, this service exposes a WSDL. It can be imported into a repository, and then you can create data bindings at different levels. You can either create a table binding, or you can create a web service binding in a visual JS of framework. Then you have a table widget there, which is an aggregation of sources, basically HTML tables, Excel tables, flat files, relational tables, and so on. And we are also talking about the service tables, which are coming soon. Right, so that basically it gives you the entire federated query capability to OpenESB and allows you to mash up the data outside the enterprise as well. And basically there are some more features. Basically composite applications can be built to provide multiple views of the response through XSLT transformation. And it is heavily extensible to the ability to consume the JBA services and pluggable. The core engine, the database engine what we are using is, it has a capability to plug new table types. So this is pretty much the architecture overview of the enterprise data mashup service. So you can see that the core of that is the mashup database engine, and it has a feature called a virtual table or the external table interface. And basically then you can actually map the external table to relational databases, flat files, XML, HTML, RSS feeds, Microsoft Excel, and we are right now looking into the services, which is right now not there in the product. And the mashup database engine, once you have the view of the table available in the engine, then it can be accessed through SQL clients, and then basically you have the entire power of the NetBeans design time environment to basically create the database URL, and then you browse the schema and then tables, and the entire power of the NetBeans design time environment we bring in. And then the mashup engine actually spits out the web row set XML, which is which in itself is a standard schema and from the JDBC specification. So it allows you to easily plug in the response into the Java SE clients. And then the entire engine is basically plugged into the Enterprise Service Bus OpenESB implementation as a JBI service engine, which is again basically then we implement the standard contracts as per the JSR 2A, and basically this entire engine lives in an ecosystem where the other engines and bindings of the OpenESB lives. So basically in future, if I provide an interface to the services in the JBA environment, then it becomes very much extensible. Then you can actually connect to ERP bindings, like for example SAP binding, and then to different data sources using the SQL service engine, and then to XML data sources through the XQuery service engine. So it will have an XQuery interface as well. And there is another dimension to it. So whatever I'm talking about was most of the time was the functional aspects of the system, and some of the non-functional aspects of the system can be addressed through what we call it as the aspect-oriented programming approach. And we have an aspect service engine which allows you to basically inject some of the advices into the system. Basically, you can dynamically inject a caching aspect between the client and the server. Thus, the entire request response from the engine can be cached. So, and that can be done at the deployment time. And then again, we provide a NetBeans-based environment to author it. Actually, there is a mini talk scheduled tomorrow by the author of the aspect service engine who will go deep into that part of the problem. So some of the components are the design time components include the mashup editor and the mashup database browser, and the runtime components are the enterprise data mashup service engine and the core mashup engine and the mashup database engine. And then it has a project system. Basically, you author the design time, and then using the NetBeans environment, you can simply build it to generate. It'll generate an engine file which will drive the SQL execution, and then you can deploy it seamlessly. It's all driven by the user interface. And basically, you can build a make it as part of the composite app project system and deploy it. So there's a lot of information available out there in our wiki page, and there is a user guide as well as to how you go about doing it, and some videos on how you can use this this particular service engine. So now I'll give a very short demonstration, live demonstration of what I have, what I was talking about. So basically, this is the NetBeans design time environment what we built. And the mashup database can be created using it's tightly integrated with the NetBeans NetBeans menu system, and basically you can create the mashup database configuration in a very few steps. And basically the drag and drop the tables into an user interface and define the join conditions. And to define the join conditions, we provide you a join builder which features a very rich set of operators. And basically when you define the join condition, you can just drag and drop the columns into the user interface, and you don't need to type the where conditions. Basically, it's completely UI driven, and it also gives you a graphical to SQL synchronization capability as well. And then you can also basically look at how your federated SQL looks like in the engine. And the entire the join operator is available as a drag and drop capability. And here we just took a business case as to where such a tool will be really useful in the enterprise. We just took a product catalog, and then which is a CSV file, and then we actually loaded a supplier catalog. So basically, I'm just showing a few rows of the product catalog, which we loaded. And you can... And some of the supplier details and supplier name, address, ID, and so on. And then since it's a many-to-many relationship, you also see a product supplier table. This is where the whole importance of the relationship between the buyer and the supplier comes in, which is a typical feature of any e-business scenario. So here I just the demonstration, I just took the vendor rating as one of the columns, and basically and then the discount which your supplier is offering. And then what we did was to use the engine to deploy this view and then get the output and mash it up with the Google Maps service. And I'll just show you. How it looks like in a front end. It's just a simple front end we developed to demonstrate the usage of it. So basically, we display a product catalog here, and then when I select a product catalog, then you get the corresponding suppliers. Yeah, you get the corresponding suppliers in a Google map. So, and then you can basically select one of them, and then in the info window shows the address of the supplier. And this is just for the demonstration purpose. And you can basically expand it to include the contract information, the packaging information, and so on. And so basically this data mashup service can be used for extracting the data, extracting data and then combining them from heterogeneous sources and then exposing as a service, and then building some enterprise mashup clients which will be basically an some of the on-the-fly applications which will basically help the business users to make decisions on the fly. Basically, here, if I'm based in the West Coast, then I can figure out which vendor I'll go for based on the contract, based on the packaging information, based on the address, and so on. So that is where it can be applied. And I'll also show you one more application in the... where we created some... RSS table mappings. Basically, you can clip, you can select an URL in the wizard, and you can push the RSS feed data into a relational table. And So once you have it in there, you can basically create powerful applications on top of it. So you can basically build an RSS feed aggregator. Using this engine in a very seamless way, we just took some of the feeds from the Yahoo News, and then we pushed it into the database. And once you have it in there, the content as well as the entire RSS schema gets mapped to a table, and you can build powerful applications on top of it. So with that, I think I'm done with that. If there are any questions, I'd like to address them. Yeah, I'm done.
Thank you, Srinivasan. That was Srinivasan Rengarajan with Enterprise Data Mashup Service. Next, we'll have the OpenDS project, an introduction by Trey Drake. That'll be at 1:30. See you then.
This has been the Java.net Community Corner Podcast. Check out more mini talks from Java 1 2007 at today.java.net/pub/ct/Java 1 Community Corner, or subscribe to our feed with iTunes.